morning. My guest this morning is Andrea Van Dyke from the Occidental Center for the Arts. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, I see the name Peppino D'Agostino, and I think I've heard that name before.
Right. Well, I had never heard that name before until 3 years ago when he contacted OCA and came to perform for the first time. And he is a world-renowned and amazing composer and guitarist. And we are so lucky to have him back to OCA for the third time this December 17th.
In reading reviews and material about him, he really seems like a unique sort of virtuoso.
He is. He's kind of where classical music and acoustic guitar merge. He started out, you know, just as a young man 30 years ago from Sicily, and he's pretty much self-taught, and he is now proclaimed by Acoustic Guitar Magazine the best acoustic guitarist in the world.
Really?
He's collaborated with many, many famous people, David Tannenbaum, Pacific Guitar Ensemble, and others like Tommy Emmanuel, Sergio Assad, Larry Carlton. But what he has come up with is a thing he calls minestrone music.
I noticed that. I love it.
Yeah. It's a playful kind of well, it combines folk, Irish, Italian, Brazilian, flamenco, jazz traditions. And he has as I said, he's self-taught. So he has a very remarkable technique that's all his own. And he teaches that to others. He's a master teacher. He gives workshops all over the world on tour, on what do you call them, cruise ships and places like that. And He has done so at OCA, given 2 guitar workshops, but he won't be this time. So he also has a very warm and engaging personality. He likes to discuss his tunings and his technique while he's performing. And you never know from one show to the next what kind of presentation you'll get, but it's always just remarkable. And I have to say, the perfect antidote to all the insipid Christmas music you might be hearing this end of the year. And I consider it our year-end gift to our audiences from OCA. We've had a remarkable year of 45 events, and Peppino D'Agostino is going to top it off with a wonderful concert of
fantastic.
His dynamic guitar, six-string guitar music, his signature Seagull guitar that was created just for him. So at 8 o'clock on December 17th, I hope people will make a reservation now, because I expect to have a very good turnout.
I think so. Well, it sounds like he is one of those people who, when he first picked up the guitar, knew that this was really all he wanted to do with his life.
Yes, and, I think so.
It seems like there's nothing in his repertoire that's lacking. He does the whole thing.
Well, he's also very collaborative. Like he has arranged lots of music for many people. His original compositions are on the soundtrack of the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
That's a great story.
He has just completed a sold-out tour of China, and his original compositions are the number one iTunes hit in Italy this year. I am giving you his wonderful CD Penumbra that he completed last year.
Is this available locally?
It is, and I think will be for sale at our concert too on December 17th. He's released 8 solo albums and 17 recordings, but Penumbra, it blends his own works with the works of Sergio Assad, a wonderful Brazilian.
Right.
And it has many influences, Celtic, Brazilian. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a gorgeous CD. He balances rock styles and ethnic styles, classical styles. He's really a guitarist for all people. And he is not well known maybe in the public as much as he is with guitarists. He's called the guitarist, because he is truly a master.
Thanks for coming in, Andrea. And let's tell people that, once again, Peppino D'Agostino is coming to the Occidental Center for the Arts. This is Saturday, December 17th at 8 p.m. For information and tickets and so forth, a telephone number, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.